Welcome to the show. This is the morning after show. We started the show with a Chilean band, Perosky, doing a cover there, Run, 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 from Lou Reed. And so today we're going to do a special show regarding the next music from Tokyo, which is a big show happening at the Waldorf, presented by CITR and by Music, and organized by Steven Tanaka, which is a surgeon from Toronto. And he always brings, well, this is the fourth time that he brings amazing Japanese bands to play in Canada. They had a couple of sold out shows in Toronto, and yesterday they play Montreal, and they be coming today to Vancouver, and they will be performing tomorrow, Wednesday, May 23rd, at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Sazen Boys, Group Inu, Charampo Rantan, and Praja de Part. The Sazen Boys is the headliners, is the current band of legendary singer-songwriter Mukai Shutoku, which he fronted a band called Number Girl, which is one of the most important and influential bands in Japanese rock history. So, yeah, pretty excited to see these guys live at the Waldorf tomorrow. Number Girl and Sazen Boys, the bands of Mukai Shutoku, they are kind of progressive, kind of Sonic Youth and the Pixies, so it's really, really cool. So let's start, let's hear a song from them, from the Sazen Boys. This one is called Himitsu Girls Top Secret. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Move.
Yeah, so those are the Sassen Boys. So let's listen to a song from his previous band, Mukai Shutoku's previous band, Number Girl. I think this one is live, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Numbers. Drums. Α, αυτό είναι εδώ.
Heritage Month. This month is an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the rich history of Asian Canadians and their contributions to our communities. Since its inception in Toronto in 1993, cities across Canada, including Vancouver, have been holding annual festivities to recognize Asian Heritage Month throughout the month of May. CITR will be airing special PSAs to keep you up to date on local events, informative pieces about Asian Canadians in the Vancouver community, and special blocks of Asian Heritage Month programming. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM and logged in to CITR.ca for all things Asian Heritage Month this month of May.
Vancouver's Sid Chow Tan is a social and environmental activist, known for both television programs like Earth Scene and for his 20-year struggle against Canada's 1929 Chinese Immigration Act. Tan also ran for public office as part of the Green Party in 1999. He is an active community service volunteer and holds posts at the Fire Hall Arts Center and the Chinese Canadian National Council, among others.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
So, yeah, Asian Heritage Month. So that's cool because we're having that next music from Tokyo show with the Japanese bands. So, yeah, we were listening there to Number Girl with... which was Mukai Shutoku's former band, Number Girl, one of the most influential bands in Japanese rock history. So it's a treat to have him playing the Waldorf tomorrow. You cannot miss that. Tickets are available still at Sulu Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, High Life Records on Commercial Drive. And at the Waldorf, actually, they still have tickets. So, yeah, let's listen to more Sassen Boys. These ones are live too. So let's start with this one that is called Riff Man. You're listening to The Morning After Show. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
Yumeno Hakaba Factory, Yogoso. Matsuri Studio から Matsuri Session をひねり上げてやってまいりました。ザーゼンボーイス。打ち鳴らすリフトリフ。耳から飛び出る。登り。
び出るのぼり。
Listening to a little bit of Japanese rock happening this Wednesday at the Waldorf Hotel. We're listening to the Zazen Boys. This song is called Asobi, and it's a live song also. So those are the Zazen Boys. Pretty amazing band coming tomorrow. Well, today they're in town. Actually, today they might do a little bit of jamming, a surprise jamming at this place, Hashery, at the open mic that we have there. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue there in Kitsilano. So if you're in the neighborhood, you might be able to see some of these Japanese guys doing some jamming there in the bar. So that would be really cool, actually. So, yeah, let's listen to another song, and then we'll move to the other bands that we have here from Japan. We're listening to the Zazen Boys, legendary Japanese band, coming to Vancouver, playing tomorrow at the Waldorf. It's 101.9 FM.
そして私
とか。祭りスタジオから祭りセッションを引っ張り上がってフジロックにやってまいりました、ザ・ゼンボーイズ。フジロック乾杯。
バッドブレインズ見ました。メルビンズとバッドブレインズの間に我々挟まれて演奏したんですけど、ちょっともう実家に帰ろうかなってぐらい思いましたね。メルビンズとバッドブレインズに挟まれて。
So, yeah, it was the Sassen Boys. They're going to be performing tomorrow at the Waldorf Hotel. We're having a special show on the next music from Tokyo today. So, yeah, pretty excited to have a...these bands are performing here in Vancouver. So let's continue with more music. Let's continue with Charampo Rantan. This is another band that is coming to Vancouver as part of the tour. Charampo Rantan is made upof two sisters, vocalist Momo and Koharu, and accordionist, which is a very, very talented accordionist. They reached the international finals of the V Accordion Festival in Rome, Italy, just recently. And they also have a surprise because they're not performing as a duo this time. They're bringing a band called Can Can Balkan, which... It's really cool. Let's put a song from them so you can listen what I'm talking about, and then we'll put a couple of songs from their album here on 101.9 FM.
ちょっとでも野郎ばっかりでみんな飽きちゃったんじゃないかな。飽きてないか。じゃあももちゃんはいいか。
ももちゃん。
じゃあみんなでせーの、ももちゃん。
すごくロブステップにむなせどんなせっかい
So that's Sharan Porantan playing there with the Balkan, Kankan Balkan. So pretty funny that kind of like gypsy music there that they combine with the duo. So let's listen to another one, and we'll be right back. We're having technical difficulties here with the computer. So let's make a little pause here and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back here after a little technical difficulty there with the computer. Just froze. Okay, let's try to... Well, we were listening to the Bleeding Hearts. That song was Walls Come Tumbling Down. So let's go back to the next music from Tokyo and let's listen to another Sharan Porantan song here. See if that works. Yeah. So that's Sharan Porantan. Pretty cool band. Let's try to put another one. Let's put another. Let's see. Let's move into Braja Depart, another Japanese band described as irrepressibly danceable gypsy punk. Fusion of psychedelic rock, metal, and shoegaze with a tribal folk beat. So that sounds pretty interesting. So, but in the meantime, let's see if we can get some ads going on there, and we'll be right back here.
Japanese music will descend on Vancouver Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel, featuring Japan's best and brightest rock legends, the Zazen Boys, Group Inu, Sharan Porantan, and Braja Depart. Next Music from Tokyo is a non-profit cross-Canada tour showcasing the best independent and underground music from Japan. Volume 4 of Next Music from Tokyo, Wednesday, May 23rd at the Waldorf Hotel.
Anything is possible!
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Thank you.
So that was Praha the Part, also performing as part of the next Music from Tokyo Tomorrow, the Waldorf. Listen to the other band that is performing, Group Inno. Group Inno. It's a duo comprised of producer Imai and MC CP. So, yeah, pretty cool. Hip-hop, crowd rock, noise, dance, video games. Let's listen to it.
Oh,
That's group Ino playing tomorrow also at the Waldorf Hotel as part of the next Music from Tokyo Volume 4. It's a special show on Japanese music today of all the bands that are performing tomorrow. Tickets available still, $8 at the Sulu Records, Red Cat, Neptune, High Life and the Waldorf. So $8, 10 at the door, pretty affordable for a Waldorf show. Yeah, other things that happen tonight, the open mic, we might have some of these guys doing a little jamming there, an acoustic jamming at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th. That's today. Tomorrow they'll be performing full blast at the Waldorf Hotel there. So let's give away a pair of tickets for the next Music from Tokyo to the first person that calls once the music starts. 822-2487 822-2487 822-CITR. And also on Friday, as part of the Indie Pop Vancouver series, Admiral Akiba is going to be performing, which they live in Japan for a while, so it's also like a Japanese connection there. Admiral Akiba is playing with 3 O'Clock Animals and Corey Hawthorne. That's happening at 1143 Kingsway Avenue there on in Vancouver this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So let's put Admiral Akiba. This is one of my favorite songs. It's called Left. And we'll see if we have time to put another song. If not, just came back to say goodbye. So yeah, for tickets for next Music from Tokyo, first person that calls 822-2487, 822-2487, that's 604. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go check them out. I have somebody there on the line already, so leave you with Admiral Akiba. This was the Morning After Show. Thanks for listening and congratulations to Paul and Darren that won the tickets for the next Music from Tokyo tomorrow at the Waldorf. And I'll see you then.
Hey, this is Inner Journey. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, Campus and Community Radio. I'm Arthur Kay. This show is folk and experimental music. It's called Inner Journey. And I'm going to start things off today with some music by the gypsy guitarist Manitas de Plata. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that after this song, which is off of... he's got like a few records that you can find maybe in some used bins here and there. And this was the first one that I got. It's got some recordings that were recorded live in studio once he started to be kind of, people found out about him in North America. And one of the records has a quote by John Steinbeck on the back where John Steinbeck kind of lauds him, gives him some praise and stuff like that. And I'd never really heard much about him, but found some of his records and then just started seeing them here and there. And it's pretty amazing, just for its, just the kind of intensity that's in it for guitar playing. So here's Manitas de Plata with some amazing guitar.
Thank you.